Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, man, I'm just... Ooh, tonight got me in a mood. Girl. I think the energy is right. The atmosphere is good. Or should I say the atmosphere is right and the energy is good. And I can't wait to hear these pieces from these poets tonight. But before I get started, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely. Every day.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. Diva, I want to know, how do you think they handled this? Because I said that I gave them kind of like it's not so much a topic, but I wanted to push their pens for tonight to see, you know, how they work and if they can get in our heads and play with our minds a little bit and make us see what they see. I want them to, you know, bring something erotic because this is the Erotic Love Zone. But I wanted it without the explicitness. Let's see, see what they can do with those pens for real. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they're successful because we have such a lineup we can't miss. And they are going to be I think they're going to be making us think long after the show is over. Because we have a sign up.
I think so.
They're too talented. They're talented, man.
Yeah, that's why I put it out there like that, because I just know that they're going to tap inside, go deep inside, and go past all that certain kind of language and, you know, give us a different kind of picture, a different kind of visual. You know I'm a visual person, and it's everything to me. Yeah. But, Diva, before I go forward, I want to give a big shout-out to a very, very good friend of mine, one of my oldest and dearest friends. And guess what? He happens to be not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links, girl. How about that? And you guys can get in contact with him and order your product. He's got all kinds of healing stones for you to put around your wrist, adorn your neck with. He might even hook you up with a ring or some earrings or an anklet. He does it all. And you can go catch him over there at Raw Links, Be Raw, at Facebook. And you can also check him out on Amazon. Okay? So, Diva.
Yes.
Would you like to go for, you know what, I want to hear yours first. And I'm pretty sure everybody has been anticipating and anxious to hear what you brought delicious for our ears tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is untitled since I just finished it right before the show started. So I was trying my best not to fall. He put his eggs in a basket, believed in me, wanted a queen, not a girlfriend, wanted peace, someone to love until the end. So we talked daily in every way until one day he said he wanted to gorge himself with my nectar, bask in my love. I simply held out my arms. He walked to me, kissed my lips, and I decided to surrender to his charms. He undressed me while he kissed me, and I swear I began to see stars. We lay down on the bed. He whispered, "Let me love you." The last wall of my heart crumbled, and I let him in. He kissed me all over, and every thought went out of my head. He touched me so softly, tremors ran through me. Then he became bilingual and produced waterfalls that snitched my soul. I shook, I shivered, and I quivered. Then it was my turn to be nourished. I took in his essence, every smell, his taste. He began to sweat and moan, and that aroused me even more. And as I began to fall, he pounded his initials inside of me and took me higher, higher than ever before. He told me he loved me and needed me, won't love anyone else but me, will take care of me in every way. And with that said, he made me soar once again higher and higher and continued to make it rain. And that's that piece.
Damn, I heard everything else, but I got stuck at the part where he laid you down and said, "Let me love you." Oh, my God, girl, if it ain't real love, that's a hell of a manipulative tactic right there. Because I'm trying to tell girl, you just wrote that. You going to stop playing with me. Ooh. Damn, Diva.
Thank you so much.
I don't even want to read my piece now.
Oh, no, you better read your piece because I know it's hot. I know it. So now whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Okay, this is something I wrote down last night. It ain't, I don't know if it's as hot as my divas, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. This is called More Than. My entire being speaks a love language for only the one fluent in it. And what exquisite conversations we have. Because I am drawn to him like a yo-yo on a string. Whenever his lips come together with any part of my flesh, it's a soft, passionate meeting that starts an overflow of excitement for every molecule in my body. Wide open, I present myself, my mind, my body, my soul. I want him in my deepest inner workings, ready to facilitate him upon arrival. I can barely sit still in his presence, and I keep him covered in my kisses. Eager to relax him as always, and ready to taste away the stress of what his day has been like. This energy encompasses my sacral chakra, so he stays on my mind. And my life-giving waters stay ready to flow. Oh, yeah, I'm always wet. When he speaks my name, my universe shifts and my whole body smiles. But he's more than just a master cunning linguist. We are more than just lovers. He is my earth that my heart grows in, where my truth blossoms. My spirit trusts him. So I crave, man. He is my breathing space, my sound of nature, my poetry. I'm safe. Because every morning I wake to his eyes, I am made anew. And he loves me too. And that's that piece.
Oh my gosh, Diva. Every morning he looks in my eyes. What?
Yes.
Can you? I can imagine opening my eyes up every morning to see love in his. Oh, love. Yeah.
Girl. Like I said before. Oh. Honey. Oh. Thank you. So it's like I always say, you know, who wouldn't want a piece of heaven to wake up to every morning?
Yeah.
Girl.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, whew, girl, that piece, I'm still reeling about your piece you did. That one line. Oh, he said, "Let me love you."
Let me love you, girl.
It got me. Oh, this night is going to be something else, because we got the powerhouses up in here tonight ready to give us what these are serious, serious wordsmiths that know how to metaphorically manipulate our bodies and our minds and just, ooh, make
Lord
us feel. But let me stop, because I'm going off into some other place. I don't want to forget where I'm at. Y'all going to think this 976 babe. So how about we open up this first microphone? We got us a Joseph Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, La Perla Negra. Good evening, Ms. VIP. How's everybody feeling?
We feeling.
Oh,
that's for sure. Man, it is awesome to have you here because I know you, man, I know you about to do damage. I know you are. I want to know, what do you think about this assignment I gave y'all to bring this eroticism without the explicitness? How you feel about that?
Oh, it was a great assignment. I mean, you know, I definitely failed, but, you know, it was a good assignment. Yeah.
Thank you. All right,
yeah.
I'm not going to tarry longer. We're going to let you go on and give us that bit of a deliciousness. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I want to write a love poem, words from a conversation. I was feeling a little left out, a little left behind. I wanted to coax some emotions from deep within. I remember her. We met in the most unusual circumstance. I was one who enjoyed love from a darker perspective. She loved to dance. Off and on, shared thoughts and verse. Was I cursed to be alone in this world? Weeks on end without friend or foe, I had to know if I could write a love poem. The internet rang and I answered in past confidence, knowing I haven't progressed not one bit. Disillusioned, torn apart from the world as I knew it. I was fluent in matters of the heart, but not my own. The casualness of our conversation led to this poem. And I quote, it's thundering so hard out here, it feels like the house is going to come down. I love it when it rains, but I've never heard thunder this loud. My reply was off the fly. That's beautiful music to me. I love the thunder. It's like the word from on high to those who listen without fear of the mighty voice. Note to self, don't quote yourself. As we continued to conversate, she encouraged me. I had no need to fulfill a fantasy, so I thought of the rain, the sound of it, the feel of it on the hottest day. Memories of being caught in the downpour, saying, baby, what you crying for? I took pictures. After hours in a beauty parlor, I miss her. I itched her with my whiskers, and she never complained. I want to dance again between phrases, between gazes and days where we just chill. It's amazing what we do and won't do for love. I want to be the one who says everything is okay. I want to be believed in on my worst day. I don't rehearse things. Love should be free-flowing. With both of us knowing it's going to be all right. Her storm tonight set me free. I'm beginning to see love poetry. Chance meetings, advance greetings, my soul's teaching me. There's nothing to fear in this storm. You always see the lightning first, and thunder can do you no harm. I felt so warm inside, and she felt held. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, the storm faded away. 3-1,000, 4-1,000, their hearts on display. My love remained gray in the blue skies. I'm the new guy again, and salty tears never tasted so good. Should we love again when the sun shines bright, just remember the cadence of the rain. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and a thunderstorm raised love again. It's little deaths are metaphors. I'm happy with my 1-4. The rain is like our movie score, and I wrote her until the end. My peace. Thank you.
Damn.
That was you know what? That was beyond eroticism. That was super romantic. It just made me sit back and I could feel, I could hear and smell the rain. Oh my God! And you the count of 1,000, 2,000 Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
That's what
that
means.
You just made. I was making love and that few. Damn, John.
Well,
Diva, what you got?
And again for? And again. Hey, Lord,
girl,
I'm telling you, I've been a fan since I've heard him, and he always comes through. I'm trying to tell you, but I knew he was going to take this assignment and run with it, because I too like that count. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it. Outstanding. My goodness.
Thank you both.
You're never
going to
hear. You know what? I'm never going to hear rain and thunder or same ever again after the day.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing.
Oh my God.
I'm already I'm already a fan of the rain. And you just I didn't know you could get higher thinking about it.
Mm.
The smell of it, the feel of it on my skin, but you just did that, Joe.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Send you over there to it's still the Love Lounge, and Kalinda is in there. The drinks are on the house. Grab a cigar, whatever it is that, you know, floats your boat. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Girl, my goodness.
Only
want to get better.
What a start.
See this line up in here? I'm excited. I got to calm myself down for, oh, Lord, if I lose myself. I'm going to open up this next microphone. God, I said, C-Double 34 Music, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, C-Double?
Hey.
I'm doing quite well. I want to say to Joe the Verbal, you know, the way to a woman's mind is through her mind. And when you hit that, she will miss you so much that if you're not there, she'll catch the mumps.
Ooh, child, we're going to catch them. Yes, withdrawal when he's not there. Child.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, lady?
Going good.
How are you?
Yeah.
Now, LaPearl and Negro, you had a lines about saying your name or something like that in your poem.
Yeah.
Danielle.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
There. I was hoping that worked.
Oh.
I am trying to maintain here, and you being bad. But,
No, I'm just following the directions.
The directions are to write us something erotic, but don't be explicit. We want you to play with our minds tonight and make us see what you see, metaphorically. Can you do that for
us? Well, since you asked me nicely, I think I can do that for you.
Oh. All right, then. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This piece is called Explicit. Excuse me, miss. What we're about to do is explicit in nature. Viewer's discretion is advised. This is a message to our nosy neighbors, waiting to witness by the windows, wondering of the primal screams that you make, will it break sound barriers while we gyrate, while I hydrate from your nectar and quench my thirst? My words won't have expletives as I connect to your lips. You've got me expanding in this extended mix of flesh and skin. the sex begins intensively like it's meant to be. Are you ready for me? Because I'm willing to go to round 23. I'm better than Michael Jordan. Now come fly with me. I like you here, and I like it raw. You're asking me in the apex, why did I stop? I don't want to explode yet. I want you to experience every drop. This is premium stock, and believe me, I've more than enough in my chamber. To satisfy what you savor and crave for, I'll have you singing mezzo-soprano in C major. My sexual appetite, you can't tame it. Tonight, your mind for the taking. I've got a particular set of skills, and I will find you naked. Legs around my waist, sweat draped as I infiltrate you. Deep penetration to where you'll want to have my babies. I love the way you rock my boat, and now let's change places. I'll ride you rougher than Eve in your garden with a tambourine. Let me blow your mind to another stratosphere. Until we both climax simultaneously, I'll meet you in the ladies' room and take you there and taste your love. No need to explain anymore. You're not Katy Perry, but I'll make you roar. Is that to envision? Or do I need to be exquisite as to your corners and how I'll hit them? What I'm doing with you won't need your parents' permission. This is grown folks' business, and this is 24-hour fitness. So get that vision embedded in your mental. Sex with you is good for my health. Now let's go. Oh, freak that. I want us to get nasty in this capacity. Spank your backside as we're slapping skins. Straddle you as you scratch my back. I know you can handle this manhood going deep because that's my piece.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
I think that'll work. That is sufficient, beyond sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. Diva, I need a cigarette.
Are you sure of that?
I ain't smoked in years. I need a cigarette.
And I don't smoke, so dang. I got my water right here, though. It's cold, thank God.
That's what I need, something cold to chill my ass out, honey. I'm trying to tell you, because that piece was really, really good. See, double. I love the descriptiveness without the explicitness. And that's what I'm talking about. Yes. It was good for me.
I want somebody to like Katy Perry.
Well, you dubbed me the wordsmith, so it was kind of like, you know, I'm not an erotic poet per se, but since you invited me to the show, I wanted to live up to the moniker that you both gave me.
And that you did, indeed. That you did.
Well, no, not well. Wow.
Right.
Man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm gonna send you on over there to the Love Lounge with Kalinda. Drinks are on the house. Sit back, grab whatever it is that suits you. We got cigars, we got wine, all kinds of good stuff over there. You know, have
Wait a minute now. So you're practicing social distancing with me?
No, you ain't got. I mean, you can distance yourself if
you
choose.
You're stuttering right now. So that.
I'm not stuttering. Oh, baby, I ain't missing a beat.
Okay. Good.
I'm good. Okay. Go on over there, put your feet up, and take the socks off, baby, baby. One love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Girl, listen, Diva, before we open up this next microphone, let me see if I can get a you know what? Damn, I done lost the studio on my phone, so I'm just that's just going to have to wait for now. All right, take a deep breath, Diva. Put your seatbelt on because we're getting ready to be taken to an even higher level with this next poke coming in. You already know what it's hitting for, right?
I got my water. I got my water.
You got your water. All right. Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Poetic?
Hey, Poetic.
Good. How y'all doing, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra? Hey, Danielle. How are you doing?
Amazing.
Ooh, that's first time I heard you like that. Ooh. Yes. Do that again. I like that.
That sounded
sexy as hell. Ooh, Lord. Okay, all right. Listen, I can hear you thinking. I can hear it in your voice.
I know, right? Help me, Lord.
Lord, I thank you. Oh, man. So, poetic, and I know it's poetic tonight with this without the assignment that I gave you. I just know it is.
It sure is. How did you handle,
I don't even have to ask you how you handle writing without being explicit. I know you know how to write, but you know, bring that eroticism. I know you do. Without all that.
I prefer to write without being explicit, especially. Mm-hmm.
Lord, you hear how he's talking? Do you hear how he's always pushing that energy tonight? Lord, have mercy on my soul. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm anxious, and so is my diva, and so is our audience that is listening to hear the deliciousness that you brought tonight. So. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called Taste Our Kama Sutra. I want to swim nude in your oasis, drink sexy from your chalice, while my lips quiver while whispering your name, have my hard, erect desire burn within the passion of your flame. I know your erotic love zone needs to be moistened, while each and every drop of your raindrops glisten upon my skin. That's when my eyes will dance in the moonlight of your wetness while talking you through your completeness, wishing you're to an erotic crime, a feeling your sexy vibrations mixed with mouth-watering incantations that have me saying your name loudly with life-changing affirmations proudly. You make me want to drown in your pool, moisturize my beard in the depth of your God-given aloe vera and watch you rule. Rule the king with your queen prowess, imagining you locking me up to release until you're ready to witness the exchange of body liquids that happens with satisfying oral and physical pleasure that becomes so sacred that Nefertiti would consider sharing her wealth for a seat at the table where we feast and dine on each other and then take a deep breath, because the sensual energy being harnessed and needs to be released. So you and I can melt in a pool of lover's brew, and I stir into you. Then we get the chance to taste each other, just taste the significance of our Kama Sutra off each other. And that's that piece.
Oh, God damn it.
Lord have mercy. I hate it. My ice just melted. Damn. Oh, whoa. Yes. Okay, yes. Wait a minute. Or should I say yes?
Yeah. Oh,
Lord.
Yeah, you know what he just did, right?
Yeah.
He came in here and took us to a level of making love to our minds that's just,
Lord have mercy.
Child was trying to eat a tomato. I dropped the damn tomato and almost choked. I'm glad I was muted. You said, wait. What was that line about Nefertiti? She going to give what?
That line was that Nefertiti would consider sharing her wealth for a seat at the table where we feast and dine on each other and then take a deep breath.
Lord.
That's that line right there. Oh, my God. What did I get myself into tonight? Y'all know I see all of this in my head, and I'm oh, Lord. That was good for me. I don't even want a cigarette no more. I need a glass of wine and some trees. And other things I'm not going to mention on the air right now. But, Lord, dirt. That was definitely good for me. Was it good for you, Diva?
Yes.
Have mercy.
Absolutely.
Oh, goodness. I loved it. Oh, my God. Well,
I loved writing it.
Oh, God. All right. Now, you know what? Wait a minute. What did you say? Say that again.
I said I loved writing it for you.
Oh, my God. Please don't talk to me in that tone. It does something. Lord have mercy.
You know what? Poetic. Would you mind posting that in the event page? I need to read that again. And maybe
absolutely.
One more time.
Pleasure.
Thank you so
Lord,
much.
Have mercy. Oh, my God. All right. You know, you are...
His girlfriend.
Highly desired. Yeah, she pushing that red button. He's coming, love. He's coming. Can I have him for a few more seconds, please? She said, okay. All right. I just would like to let you know I'm going to bring you back in a little bit later to give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week. Go on over there with your lady. She's been missing you because you've been away for too long. All right, I don't need to hear no more of this. Go on over there and do what you need to do. All right,
one love, one mind.
Ooh, child.
What in the world?
You know what? That man's energy, his tone, the voice, the flow, oh, my God, and the wordplay. Lord have mercy. Child, make you... Okay.
That part.
What? Give me 1 second because I have to do a station identification real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you give me a minute, please, I will be right back with you.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone. We're going to open up this next microphone to Rob Poetry Morrow. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Rob?
Welcome, Steve. Feel the vibe. Ooh, feel the vibe. What's up, ladies?
Lord, Lord, well, you got to come in like that? Damn. Y'all just making me feel all kinds of ways. And Lord, I'm trying to sit still. My goodness. It's healthy, though. This is definitely healthy.
La Perlinega. Yes, yes, yes. You could be my VIP anytime, baby. Just gotta let you know. So,
oh my.
Yes, this is my sexy voice, my erotic sexy voice.
Right. Well, he brought the erotic sexy voice, but what we want is the erotic sexy words, the peace. Without the explicitness. You think you can do that for us tonight?
I guess I can give it a shot. I can't keep a straight face.
Okay, anyway. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah, I'm ready for you, baby. You ready? You sure you're ready? You got this? Dream particle, slowly climbing on top of you to collect dividends, magical procreations in the eye of storm, moaning intensities, saturating possibilities, staining confidence till the break of dawn, negotiating energies behind booty clap, back and forth, seeing leaves twist in a god's hand, on the brink of directing seas to the fall, conceiving legends and unwinding shelter of your vaginal canal. A call for celebration, delicate imbalance of the endless array of watercolors, advantageous to the calling of the Great Mother. Green particles jump the chance to impregnate your thoughts. Smooth kisses with a rock-hard gem got you anticipating missionary crosstalk between two spirits. Serenade by burning essence and candles. We're navigating a beautiful scandal of qualified heartbeats, breaking suppressions of lost souls, bold on our master to subvert obstacles, causing division. Sexual match we engage, set up our mission to love righteously and lead by example. Particles come together, make it a reality, feel and taste soul. Motherfucking good. Coming down the pipe for a clear understanding of our passion in order to save a nation. And so it is. Feel the vibe, Brother Rob, Poetry Morrow. What you know about that, erotica, baby?
Oh, my.
Well.
I guess we know a lot of Rob Poetry Morrow than that. I was trying to unmute yourself, and I want you. Yeah.
I couldn't find the mute button. Damn.
Well.
I'm trying to hold on. I'm trying to hold on. Y'all edging me tonight. You're taking me there, and then you just, Lord have mercy.
No, baby, listen. You got to let it loose. You know, you can't resist the dark side, baby. You're a Sith Lord of sexiness. Let it loose, baby. Let it loose. The force got
let it loose. If I let loose, see what y'all don't understand is I'm one of those women that's that big banger. I'm not that multiple orgasmic girl. I'm that, you know, you could play with me and play with me and play with me for a minute and build it up until I just let it go. So you know. No. Because if I let it go, I ain't going
to
finish the show, baby. This going to be the end of the show. My diva going to be abandoned if I let it go. Trust me. I have pretty good self-control of my playtime because I'm so experienced in it. So, no, it's all right. It's okay. I like the build-up. I like the edging. You know, I like to play like that. So it's all good. It's all right. Jeez, y'all just bringing it to me tonight.
You're gonna have to let it go through other means or spoke through your work, but you will let it go. Let it go, baby. Let me move to my seat down to the lounge here and do my thing, and I'm gonna handle it with the quickness, baby. La Perla Negra, Miss VIP. Wild poetry, I'm out of this epiphany. Take your socks off and your clothes. Baby, baby, I'm out.
Baby, baby, one love, one life.
Baby, baby.
Girl! Oh, Lord, have mercy. They're coming through.
Diva, I think we're going to really be in trouble.
Oh, God, yes.
I think I need a refill in ice. I got my ice melted.
I hope you're ready because I'm about to open up this microphone to the newest member of the Epiphany family. I'm going to let him tell you after he does his piece what he does because he definitely makes it do what it do. We got Anonymity on the mic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Anonymity?
What's good, ladies? How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good.
We doing.
I was taking in, listening to all this fire ain't that everybody's bringing and the sexy vibe that's going on. I'm attached to the weather. It's allergies, but never too out of it to enjoy a little erotica, especially when it's coming so beautifully described. I just love it. So loving the scene, loving the show, and, of course, loving both of you.
And we love you right back. And we are very, very anxious to hear the deliciousness you brought for us tonight. So whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
When I heard the topic, I just had the piece as my favorite piece. So it fits the topic, and I hope that you understand why. It's called The Morning's Envy. The morning awakens, sparked by nostalgia in the form of sun rays. Overcast across your body's afterglow, glistening, sun-drenched, bathed in my own perspiration, with golden highlights planting kisses of accents across the bronze silhouette of her beauty. I watch in a state of awe as she lies there, peacefully, like a quiet scent, so beautifully yet so sinfully. The continuity of her labored breathing embellishes the sun rays glow, flaunting her beauty through sheer drapes like the sweetest temptation, illuminating fresh beads of sweat, which tells telltale signs of evidence that her body has been overexerted, evident of last night's early morning session of lovemaking while we fornicated. Leaving her submissively subjected to the sunlight, placing judgment upon her body through veiled window panes. Now God sheds his tears in the form of morning dew, peeking in between window frames, mourning for her stolen innocence, attempting to cleanse every witnessed act of indiscretion, every commandment broken, every abomination of our bodies intertwined as a stalking, like the sexual predators we are. Feasting upon one another's anatomy like prey, you see, I was her sacrifice, and she was mine, until the morning found us wrapped in one another's infidelity, trying to cover the expose of our nakedness, interlocking like braids, flesh to flesh, displayed like a sexual explosion of African art, immersed with her breast against my chest, my pelvis resting between the vices of those chocolate thighs. Freshly painted tribal tattoos were exposed across my back in the form of passion marked scars with henna designs. You see, the morning welcomed us with a sense of jealousy, citing gossip snickered all night between the full moon and the shooting stars. Eavesdropping on a testimony, describing of a beauty far greater than Venus and a subject more superior than Mars, you see, we became the envy of existence. And peace.
Mercy. Oh, my God. That was eloquent. Mm. It was powerful.
Yes.
It was sexy.
Mm.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Well, yes. Dagnabbit. I'm trying to tell you. Mm.
Why did I even do this to myself? Like, Diva, you will have to stop doing this type of
I know,
stuff.
Right?
Oh, my God. I live alone. I'm by myself up in here. It's not fair.
I talk about that being my favorite poem. I'm sitting there as I'm reciting it, eyes closed. My body going through changes as I spit that piece. That is literally my favorite poem that
I can dig it
for myself. That is the one. That one right there. I love that piece. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. Shame, you know, we all couldn't enjoy it all together, but you know how that goes. Let me just leave that erotic thought over there.
I really do. I have a request. Can you post that in the event page so I can read it over, maybe over again?
I most definitely will do so. You ain't gotta ask twice. I'm here to satisfy. I'm definitely here to satisfy.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Bye.
Oh my. So
Don't go.
No, you can't run off just yet, honey. You have to let everyone know what you have going on in the Epiphany universe of poetry. You would be so kind.
Oh, most definitely. So I'm on every other Friday, Killer Friday. That's my good friend Keith Eric doing his thing on Renaissance Poetry. But next Friday, I'm on from 10, at least till midnight. We might hit overtime with the new show, Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective, a place to get feedback and talk about elevating your pen. So it's a dope vibe, a dope show, and we're going to keep it going. So next Friday, catch me at 10 p.m. for Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much for that delectable piece and your great presence. That wonderful energy, and what I'm going to do is set you over there in the Love Lounge. Drinks are on the house. Just go on in there, and Kalinda knows what you want. Sit back, put your feet up. Baby, baby. One love,
baby,
one
baby.
Mind.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Diva.
Child.
Diva. Don't do this again. Lord. because I'll probably do it next week.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm talking about. Right. It ain't going to get no easier on us. Do you see who is next?
Oh, my Lord. I need some more ice.
I'm going to get you some ice. I'm still going to open up his mic.
Okay.
Got Keith Eric in the building. How you doing, Keith? Welcome to the Erratic Love Zone. How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm good. Glad to be here. I had to sneak out and give me a little opportunity to spit and support the show, so I appreciate the platform as always.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you got a chance to sneak away. Come over here and give us some of that deliciousness, because I know you brought something for us.
I got a little something.
I don't know if I'm ready, though, but hold on. Let me get in position. Okay. I'm ready.
Let me know when the position is had.
I'm ready. Trust me. I'm good. I'm stable now. So whenever you're ready. All right,
everybody ready?
Life is good. Right.
I got my ice. I got it.
She said she won't tap out. Might take a time out. So you know I'm trying to blow her back out, throw my own back out. She can throw that ass. I'm too deep to back out. When she kisses all of her lips, I'm no chubby chaser, but I will chubby check her, fat cat. Fill her to the brim, she's hardcore, little Kim. I'm raw, like Big Daddy Kane. My tongue can Indian dance. I can make it rain. I grab thighs, skin slaps, sound like thunder rolls. Her flood is too much for Garth Brooks to hold. My dick is like ganja smoke she blows, intoxicating, earth-shaking like God was doing push-ups. I stand up in it like Moses with his staff, but it's not the ocean floor I stab. I grab her neck, squeeze for dear life. Our energy is so high, so bright. Our eyes are like deers and headlights. Memorize, I rise, but this ain't Maya Angelou. We flow to a different plane of existence. The constellation is the witness when I big dip her, flip her in this water. Ain't no dolphins, though. I'm sipping slow. She's my syrup, codeine. I'll be her fiend. Nose in her crack. Arms are scratched. I need a fix. Leg spread. Face in betwixt. Pure bliss. Pure magic. Our aura is that fantastic. Granted, I almost died, but she's my Lazarus, so in her water I'm revived. Her hands are to the sky like I'm holding up the earth at last. I'm licking her scars like I'm following a roadmap at last. Etta James laughs. We grasp the end of sanity, the fringe of eternity. She said, you ever going to return my soul to me? I said, return. You gave it freely. Your soul is where it chose to be, where screams have no sound like an Edvard Munch painting. Just open mouths. We are bound to one another like Big Luther here and now. The curl ain't quite right, but I'm a curl that pussy to my mouth all night. Her insides aren't silent tonight. Her eyes are starry this night. Make her go Van Gogh so she can literally bust it open. Internal screams so intense her eardrums bust open like she cut off her left ear, but there's nothing left to hear. So I look her right in her eyes and setting fire to her insides like my dick had a left eye. She keeps coming in waves, so there's nothing left but to ride her waves like Calgon carried her away to a place where little Luther's miracles happen every day. Our last little death damn near put our bodies in a state of decay. Still, there's no tapping out, but shit, we might need a little break. Is the next sound we both make. Renaissance.
What?
Wait a minute. Whose soul was being retired? Did you ask her, was she ready to for her soul to be returned? Or can you, what did you say? Please. What? Please, say that again.
All right, let me see. She said, You ever going to return my soul to me? You gave it freely. Your soul is where it chose to be, where screams have no sound, like an Edvard Munch painting, just open mouths.
Lord Hammer.
I slid down for a second. It was the way you said. It wasn't just what you said. It was how you said it. You softened your
mm-hmm.
voice right at that on that very line, and I was like, "What? Oh God! Oh, y'all killing me here tonight." Mm-hmm. That piece was. Oh, God. I don't even know what to say anymore. Diva, you take this one. Jesus.
Let me tell you this, okay? It was like Lazarus with her waters unrevived. What? Like, what was that? Like Lazarus with her waters unrevived? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I said I almost died, but she's my Lazarus, so in her water, I'm revived.
Lord have mercy.
You ain't right.
And I got stuck on the first line, but after I heard that line, I was like, oh, Lord. Yes. Well, I think my ice melted again.
All I can say is,
I guess I got to keep up with the Joneses since everybody's melting your ice. I got to at least be able to melt the ice. I mean, sheesh.
Yeah, keep up with the Joneses. You giving off Jones. All right. Before we let you go, though, you can't escape. Lord. Okay, you and Tiffany too. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta tell us what you got going on in the Tiffany universe before you leave up out of here.
I will.
So, wouldn't mind.
Like the homie said right before me, shout out to the homie. Renaissance Poetry will be this Friday. And like I tell everybody, you know, to bring your best shit, but that does not mean to bring something you expect to impress me or anyone listening. What we expect your best shit to be is the shit that you want to spit, that shit that's the best to you in that moment, that has that really good energy with it, because we're going to reciprocate that, and that's what we like to do there. We just have a really good time, and it's like a little family reunion a lot of times when the show gets going and everybody comes through and just interact with one another. So it's definitely a good time. So, you know, if anybody wants to come through, you know, do what you want. There's no certain type of, you know, way you have to spit or anything. It's, you know, whatever's on your mind and heart.
I'm talking about that. See, you know what? That right there, it makes people feel welcome. When you break it down like that, a lot of times when we say bring, you know, your best shit, they think you're supposed to come to impress us, the host, and that's not what it's about. Okay, impress your damn self. Impress what you got. That's all. You know.
Right. That's what it's always been about for me on this show. And I've been grateful because, you know, a lot of times you'll have people feel like they got to follow the person that went before them because that's the energy. But it seems that the energy that comes off of that show, you know, nobody feels, you know, like they got to follow what somebody else did. They still stick to their own, do their own thing. You might have a couple people that say, like, dang, I almost want to change my poem, but they never do. They always still spit what it is they came to spit. So I feel like that works good for us over there. And, you know, it's definitely a good vibe.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you,
Lord,
very much, Keith. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Kalinda's our she's not just a bartender. She is the mixologist. Drinks are on the house. We got a box of cigars. Usually, go in there, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love.
Already. Definitely appreciate y'all. I'll catch y'all next time around.
One love, one night. All right.
Peace.
Wow. Wow.
Diva.
I don't know how much more I can take. Diva,
but guess who's coming on now?
I know.
I don't even know where my daughter is at this moment. I lost my water somewhere.
You lost your water? I ain't lost my water yet, but I'm ready to release that shit. That's
well, I'm going to tell you something, Diva. Tapped out, okay? I'm tapped out. And I probably will again. After this.
I don't tap out.
I'm tap out.
I don't tap out. Not that easy. It's good. Like I said, I can handle the build up. I'm the edge of it. I ain't tapping out yet. Not yet. I'm not. But we going to open up this next
episode. I'm
going to
tell you, if I tap out, I'm damn sure coming back.
I get it. We're going to open up this next microphone to a divine demon. Hey, how you doing tonight, divine demon? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. What's good?
What's going on? I'm good. How you ladies doing?
We're
good.
We are doing. How you doing?
Quite until tonight. I don't know if I'll fit in because I got virgin ears, so I'm going to have to, you know, try to step up to the mic.
Oh, you are. Don't even try it. Do you hear him?
I heard him. I heard that, that untruth. Mm-hmm.
And thank you. That's exactly what it is, an untruth, okay? We ain't even going to play like that because we know what you possess. We know what you got, okay? And you
mm-hmm.
Come on now. See, now I'm stuttering because you're playing, okay? Now, back at the ranch here, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, before I start, I have to say, Ms. VIP, it's unfortunate we only come once every 7 days.
Lord.
No, he didn't. Okay, all right.
Alrighty.
Whenever
all
you're ready.
Now that I got to all right.
I'm gonna just mute myself and give you the mic.
Me too, Lord.
You were a figment of my imagination, the wind beneath my wings, the air that allowed me to breathe. You were the reason I was inspired as you set my soul on fire. Time after time, I wrote you line after line, but the words came from my heart, not my mind. It was over your head. You didn't understand. We were friends before lovers. You were too cool to be my fan. You had a special way of making me smile for a while. Then a tide turned. You gave me a third degree like a burn. You asked me to prove my love, but you never took your turn. You were the best thing that ever happened to me and the worst thing that never did. Was it fact or fiction or a vision with no mission? If my memory serves me correctly, your special effects stopped affecting me. You were the suspect who I wasn't expecting. You were a figment of my imagination. Some said our bond was like a hollowed hallucination. After all that, we endured and everything we went through. I meant every damn word, every thought or gesture. It was all true. I won't be myself until I'm black and blue because I don't remember. I don't remember how to forget you in peace. It's just a gift, a figment of my imagination.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And you see, that's what I'm talking about. You was playing, talking that smack before your piece, and you come in here and do it like this.
A little thing?
It didn't have to be hot, but it was effective. Okay. You agree with me, Diva?
Absolutely, and I love it. He said, "You are a figment of my imagination." You know, you have this subtlety to the tone in your voice. It's deep, but it's just soft enough to raise the hairs on the back of her neck. And Lord, okay, I ain't getting into all that.
Right now.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It's good.
It is
so damn good.
Lord.
First off,
Oh, we appreciate
you.
What'd
you say?
He said he appreciates us.
Oh, we appreciate you for sure, for sure. Now, what we're going to do is send you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. Go on and grab yourself a drink. You're on the house. And sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
Yes,
one love,
please.
One mic.
Lord have mercy. Diva, I'm going to do another station identification, and I'm going to fan myself a little bit. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Diva, my goodness. They have come through here. Whew. And just, like, they did more than just left the microphones smoking. They filled the air with their energy that was so delicious. I just, Lord have mercy. Oh, you know what? I got so worked up and lost, I forgot. Let me bring the station manager back in here. And he ain't said nothing to me. Excuse me, Kalinda,
I know,
I borrow him for a second, please, darling? I'll give him right back, I promise you. Poetic, with sir. I'm going to start calling you Trouble. as a matter of fact, I'm going to start calling you Trouble Indeed. That's going to be your new nickname from me.
What you speak of, I just really came through and just, like everyone knows, recite some poetry.
You see what I'm talking about? I can't, Lord have mercy.
I do believe that
okay.
I do believe that I did understand the assignment.
You did understand the assignment,
babe.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
And you came through, as always. But, oh, my God. What was I supposed to be doing? can you please give us a rundown for Epiphany?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, 10 p.m. start is Renaissance Poetry, as you just heard from that dynamic poet, Keith Eric. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be Honey Dripper with your host, Mojave. And then Wednesday night, man, we'll be right back here for another fine edition with these sexy divas of Epiphany in the erotic love zone. So make sure you come through. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you very much. Poetic. I have no more words right now. I'm going to go back over there to your lady. She is. I see why she can't wait to get next to you again. One love, one mic.
My love one.
My love one, Mike.
I'm coming, baby.
Oh,
oh God.
Lord. No. Yes, you're so Wow, Deepa. You know what? Y'all got me in a mood, and I'm getting ready to throw that explicitness ban out the window, because I'm about to give y'all something that is very explicit, and I hope you like it. You ready for this, Diva?
No, Diva. Well, Diva, we got another caller.
Oh, we do? Well, I'll tell you what, my piece can wait. We're going to open up this next microphone to our Canadian connection. We got ourselves a Lady A. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Diva.
I'm doing good. I like that Canadian connection. That's really, really cool.
Well, you are our Canadian connection. Yes, yes. That's what's up.
Very nice.
How goes it, love? You sound much better. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
I'm holding my own. I'm pretty sure. I found a way to skirt the sorrow, so I have to not talk about it, I guess, which is in some ways good, in some ways not so great, but it seems to be working to a degree, I guess. Yeah, it's been a rough year for me in a lot of ways, and but you know what? The poetry and these readings and you guys have helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the beach. The beach has been great.
Oh, man. I told you, I envy people that live near the water. Because I am a water nut. I'm a hippie. Honestly, I am a tree hugger. I love nature, everything about it. And the water, I don't know whether it has to do with me being a Pisces, but the rain, anything to do with water, it just does it for me. Lord, have mercy. It's such
true.
A blessing.
It's true. The other day I was just really distraught over some of the things that have been going on, and I just couldn't. I was beside myself, and I said, I got to get out of here, and I just took a 2-minute walk across the road and onto the beach, and it all left me. It's such a powerful to be grounded in the sand and your bare feet and the sound of the water and the sun shining. There's just something really magical, and I'm so thankful that I am able to do that.
I hear you, and I'm grateful that you're feeling, you know, you're dealing with it a little bit better, you know, and it does get better. As my late husband used to say, it'd be greater later, baby. Now.
And the big thing, I think, for everyone, and when you're going through stuff like that, is that there's nothing you can do. You just have to keep moving forward until the pieces fall into place. You can't control what other people think or feel or say or do, and you can only fix ourselves, so that's a hard lesson to learn a lot of times, you know?
It is. But the key is actually learning, okay?
Yeah.
Some people they're not open to accepting what it is, and they don't get past it. You know, it's only us that do actually want to get out of that mood, that energy, that we'll learn from it, you know. And it does. It gets better, baby. It does. All in due time.
Thanks.
Okay.
Well, you have had some very wise words for me over this past year, and I appreciate that. So, you know, that's sometimes you don't know what kind of influence you have on another person's life, and you have that for me in a lot of ways. So I'm thankful for you.
Oh, I'm grateful for you too, love. Trust me, it's going to be all right. Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is. Yes, it is. Now, Lady X.
Yes.
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Well, is there a question? Because I enjoy the questions. Are there any questions tonight that you guys are asking?
No, there's no question.
Okay, so I have one that's
I gave y'all an assignment. I wanted the erotic poetry without the explicitness. I wanted metaphors.
Oh, that's right.
Get in
too.
Our head. Yeah.
And I didn't. I have to stand in the corner because I did. I'm just drawing one from my archive. So, I didn't do my homework.
It's all right. It's all right. Just give us what you got. It doesn't matter. Just give us what you got, sweetie. So whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Thanks. Red is the color. Crimson comfort like mulberry wine. Table for two, they dine. She could have any beau desired alone. She's begun to tire. Ruby ring held at her, to her heart gate. He gave his promise ne'er to part. No sooner had he placed the ring, he turned his back and fled. Poor thing. Apple cheeks and cherry blush, anxious to the beach she rushes. Grounded by the sand and sea, her feet carry her aujourd'hui. Into the water cold in spring, naked save for her ruby ring. Icy liquid envelops the whole of her. She is one with the sea here, peaceful, placid, poised in Poseidon's pitch and peaks of perfection. Beneath the aquatic world, kelp began to rise, transforms her to her surprise. Red seaweed ribbons strips wrap round her as her gown of silk. Auburn hair floats as a fan around her flawless face. She so full of grace. 'Tis here her soul rejuvenates, gains comfort and strength. Perhaps she'll stay beneath the surface, the ocean's secret place. End poem.
Well.
I'm sorry,
well.
I couldn't get to my mute button. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Diva. Go ahead.
You know, I think my diva is correct. I close my eyes now when I hear you recite your pieces, and I feel like Calgon. I'm like swept away in all the words, and it's the way you say it. You know, like when you come on, you're like unsure, and then you're like, well, and let me lay this on you. And then next thing I know, I'm like, what? No, she didn't. And yes, you did. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
I love the imagery. Yes, I love it. Loved it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know, when I start speaking these words, I get carried away to another place. You know, it pulls me out of anywhere that I feel sad or whatever. And it gives me this, I don't know what it is. It's like the ocean. The words are... do the same thing for me. Poetry does the same thing. So I thank you very much.
Wow.
You know
you.
What? Absolutely. It's just like my diva just said. You come in here and you have this uncertainty about yourself and your poetry. And I don't know why that is, because you are a dynamite poet. And then you bring us, you start spitting, and it's like, it's the sweetest thing. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying. I can feel the, I'm like, I'm there. This is what I do when I hear poetry. I put myself where you are at, whatever it is that you're spitting, that description, I am there. And it is just the sweetest. It's, some of it is so romantic. Some of it is heartbreaking,
mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I've heard you do some dark pieces, but it's still good. You do it in such a sweet way, you know, it doesn't really bring you down when you do your dark pieces, okay?
Oh,
it makes you think.
it is thought-provoking, but it's good. It's really good. And I love your work. I am such a fan of yours. So stop doubting yourself, man. You got to cut that out. You ain't playing that shit up in here. You just as good as everybody else. So stop that shit, okay? You have it no more. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. Now I'm going to just send you on over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. And I want you to go in there, grab a drink, whatever it is your taste is. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Diva, diva, diva. Let me say this love real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it is approximately 12 minutes to 11 for you to get up in here. And in case you didn't know how, let me tell you. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And if you just want to listen, that's fine, but we'd rather you participate. So be sure to hit that one and put your hand up so we can grab you, pull you on in here, and get a taste of what you got for us. Now, Diva, like I was saying before, I got something hot for y'all. You know, this is a quote-unquote what J-Rob usually says. This is my wheelhouse. Ooh. I love the eroticism. You know, I can make it real nasty. Or I can just make it nasty. But I'm about to bring y'all something, okay? Ooh. You ready for this, Eva?
I'm ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Accepted Apology. She hated being distant. So after simmering down from an argument, she walked in the room over to the back of the chair he's sitting in, gently places a hand on his shoulder, the other on his cheek, and leans in and says, "I'm sorry, baby," asking, "Can we kiss and make up?" While placing soft kisses on his neck, her kisses always sent a warm haze through him, and his passion would always take over. He took her hand as he stood up to turn and face her. He directed her around the chair close into his body, staring in her eyes for a bit before grabbing and lifting her legs so he could slide inside his heaven. Her pussy always felt like home. Still staring at her, her eyes rolled back with a moan, calling out, "Oh, baby," as he entered her with slow, deep breaths. He lifted her other leg, and she started her ride right in sync with his rhythm. Never missing a beat, he walks them to the bathroom, reaching in the shower, her favorite place to make love. Fumbling for the knob to turn on the water, she stops her ride, sliding down off him and kneels, pulling him in her mouth as he still fumbles to adjust the water temperature. He starts moaning and fucking her face. Her mouth was always juicy and ready for him, and he knew she was his. He was ready to bust, but not before she got hers. So he pulled away and took her hand and said, "Come on, baby." She stepped in under the water, turning to face it, and it was the perfect temperature. He stepped in right behind her, dick still rock hard, pressing his body against her back, grinding on her ass, sliding her hair over to kiss her neck and suck on it, while reaching his other hand around to play with her nipple, using the other one to press that love button between her legs. He could feel the silky wetness sliding its fingers inside and could tell she was about to release.
So he quickly removed his fingers and his voice deepened, telling her, turn around, baby. He was kissing her body and kneeling till his lips greeted hers. He moaned, slurping and licking as he spread her lips and began to feast. Didn't take long before she was gushing in his mouth and all over his face. Now he wanted to be inside her again. So he stood up, slowly moved her back against the shower wall, this time lifting her to wrap both legs around him. Slow, long strokes, passionate kissing combined with moans of ecstasy filling the air. When they finished, he put a hand gently on her face and said, apology accepted. And that's that piece.
Ooh, wait. Well.
Yeah, I want my apology to be accepted like that, too.
Right.
Girl, girl.
I'm not sure if I can follow that up, Diva. I'm not sure if I can follow that, but I'm going to try.
Look. All right, well, the mic is yours.
This piece is called Between the Sheets. I set the stage, a scented candle, new sheets on the bed, time to turn the page. You walk in, shut the door. Before I know it, I'm against the wall. You kissing me with ardor. I'm gasping for air because your kiss takes me there. I'm floating. Then you smell the scent of the candle. Your hardness is indicative on how you're going to leave me spent. Maybe exhausted, panting, yet wanting more. I wanted you since you came in the door. We showered with haste, yet washing every spot. Oh, you're going down. I won't miss a drop. I sprayed the sheets with my favorite scent while you were in the shower. You came out looking like you got some power. You're kissing me oh so well. You reached down and found both pair of lips were engorged, which made you swell. You tasted until I was wasted, then made me take you in. It was you, it was me, it was us, an essential world of sin. I couldn't help but moan as you pushed in. Your nails dug in my thighs, the pleasure pain brought tears to my eyes. But it was nothing compared to your stroke. How could you have known? Did you just put your hands on my neck to choke? Oh, shit. Then you suck my tits, making me lose my wits. But what made me gush was your lips sucking my skin. You began to pound me, making me scream, astounding me. After that 90th stroke, you went for broke, filled me up and held me close. I don't know how or why, but between these sheets, I fell for you. As my sweet spot kept convulsing, I came so hard I thought I'd die. Your loving was so damn good, I began to cry. And that's that piece.
Listen. When it is just that good that you can't help, but you become overwhelmed and you start to cry, you do. But it's tears of joy and pleasure is so good. You know, it was only one guy that did that to me. Had me curled up in a ball. I was so overwhelmed with what he did to my body, how he made me feel. And while he was doing it, he was talking to me at the same time. That girl, that really gets me, you know, and it's, oh Lord, it is unlike any other feeling you get to
be in that type of emotion. Oh my God, I like that. But man, I love that thing. Girl, you brought it. Yes, you did, Diva. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's all good.
All right.
And I want to thank you.
Yes, it is.
Well, now, we're out of callers with their hands up. But I want to say thank you to everyone that called in tonight.
Yes.
Diva, I'm going to hand this over to you real quick so I can close us out.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for participating tonight, and thank you to all that were listening. We really appreciate you. And without you guys, there's no us, for real. We love you guys. So listen, take care of yourselves. Y'all know it's not over. Now here comes another variant, so wear your masks, please. God bless you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all really came through tonight. I mean, these pieces had me feeling a certain kind of way. My legs got warm. My feet got cold. I almost threw them up in the damn air. Shit. I couldn't help myself. I had to look around to see if I had a body to grab, but it's all good. I'll deal with me the way I've been dealing with me. It's okay, you know. But what I want you guys to do is, yes, continue to respect one another and love each other. Continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where spirit lies. You know, and continue to use common sense, please. If you're not feeling good, stay away from everybody. You know what I mean? Until you start feeling better. And that's with any kind of infection or cold that you have. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.
Tell me that you wanna release me now. Thank you.